came in the wrong door. Oh, I am so embarrassed. I thought I was coming in the back in here. I mean, the wrong door. Oh, and I didn't even check my makeup. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, my.
May I help you?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I came in the wrong door. I'm just so embarrassed. I was just trying to sneak in a little bit late.
Don't be embarrassed. We're in the middle of worship, though. Would you like to take a seat?
You know, I think I would. My goodness, you have some very interesting-looking people in your congregation.
Oh, you mean these people in costumes?
Yes, costumes. Okay.
Well, today is Halloween, and the pastor asked them to dress up in something appropriate.
Oh, how fun. Well, I know that sometimes people like to put on a costume and pretend they're someone they're really not. I personally don't feel the need to do that, but I know some people do that. Yeah, how fun. Your pastor asked people to do this. What's your pastor's name?
Jeanette Saavedra.
Jeanette Saavedra, really? I have, I have been to a few different congregations where she was the pastor, but I'll tell you, I have never met her face to face. It's a little suspicious to me.
Well, she seems to have just stepped out for a while.
Oh my. I'm thinking you better keep an eye on her.
Well, I'm sure it's nothing. She'll probably be back. Would you like to take a seat?
Well, thank you so very much. And what is your name? You're so kind to me.
Oh, I'm Max. May I help you find the seat?
Max, it is just so nice to meet a real gentleman like you. My name is Irma Jean.
Irma Jean? Are you related to Jezebel?
I am. My niece's name is Jezebel.
Yeah, we were just watching a clip from Who Wants to Be a Gazillionaire. When Jezebel won a gazillion dollars, you helped her win, didn't you?
Yes, that was such an exciting day. That was really fun.
Well, I was very impressed how you helped her to win that gazillion dollars with neither of you actually knowing the answer.
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Well, you told her a smart guessing strategy, but neither of you actually knew what the word stewardship meant.
Are you thinking that I am unintelligent? Because I will have you know that Jezebel shared some of that gazillion dollars with me, so I just bet you wish you were dumb like me.
Wow. How much did she give you?
She gave me $1 million.
Wow, $1 million?
Yes, she was going to give me like half of it, 50-50, but I said, no, honey, I'm moving on in years. I don't have that much need. You know, you keep it all, but she's so sweet, she gave me $1 million.
Irma Jean, may I ask why you're here today?
Why? I came to worship. I always worship on Sundays. I've been a Christian for more than 75 years.
Well, it just strikes me that you still don't know what the meaning of the word stewardship is. It's ironic that you've been going to church all these years and never learned what stewardship meant.
I do too. I know what stewardship is. A hairstyle?
A lifestyle.
Oh, right. That's what I meant. That's what, and that one, it had 14 words. That's why we knew it was the right one. The other one only had 10, 14. A lifestyle of managing ones. This one's fun because it has 4 T's and 5 words. Time, talent, and treasure, 2. 5. Extend God's holy realm.
Now, those are the words, all right, but do you really know what they mean?
I'm not sure I really see what you're trying to get at here.
Well, it's just that you had $1 million and you wasted it. You could have really helped some people and made an amazing witness for Jesus, but you didn't.
Well, how do you know that? You know what? Let me tell you what I did with it first, and then you can decide. Because here's what I did. Well, first I had to pay my taxes. And then after I paid my taxes, Well, I filled my house with, oh my goodness, I had to actually buy a new house to fill all my stuff. And then, because I had like a computer and television in every room, it was fun, but it was too crowded, so I got a new house. And then I traveled, and then after I traveled, then I ate, while I was traveling, there were so many yummy foods, and I started eating a lot of really yummy foods that I couldn't afford before. First class, I got to travel first class for the first time. And, oh, it was so yummy. And then, couldn't fit in my clothes anymore. So then I checked into this weight loss place, and then at the weight loss place, well, goodness, I met this, I was losing weight, they were so good to me, but then I met this man, I was almost out of money, you see, and he said that he made a pill, that you could just eat this pill, and you could never get fat, one a day. And I said, he needed some venture capital, so I gave it to him, but he said, I don't know what he said, because he disappeared. I thought, he told me I was going to get a lot of money back, but I think he was abducted. I think those weight loss people abducted him, because if his pill got out, they would have been out of business.
Well, Jean, that's a good story, but you still wasted that $1 million. And you could have really, really done a lot of good works for Jesus.
Usually able to get along with almost everybody, but I think we might have gotten off on the wrong foot, Max, because it kind of sounded like you're trying to insult me.
No, I'm not trying to insult you. I just want to speak honestly to you about your Christian walk.
Okay, well, I do like honesty.
Well, stewardship is a lifestyle. It's about the decisions you make daily. It's about allowing God to change you on the inside. So the way you live, where you work, and volunteer your time, the things you say, the way you use your money, everything about your life can be used by God.
Well, I will have you know that I go to church almost every Sunday, and every time I go to church, I put my offering in the offering plate. That is so much more than a lot of people.
Yeah, but what about the Sundays you don't go? The ministry of Jesus Christ still goes on. Do you make sure you support the ministry even when you're not in church?
Yes.
Being a Christian is a lifelong commitment of changing our lifestyle to become more and more faithful followers of Jesus. Like the story from the Bible we read just before you arrived, it's the story of Zacchaeus. Do you know that story?
I do. I'm quite a biblical scholar. Zacchaeus was the father of John the Baptist.
That was Zechariah.
Oh, I knew that. And what I was meaning to say was Zacchaeus was a wee little man.
Right. He's shunned by his community, and through an encounter with Jesus, his life is transformed. At the end of the story, he makes a public commitment to change his lifestyle.
I did that once. It was about 75 years ago when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I publicly declared that I would never again steal the cookie from my sister's lunch bag. And that was a big change, because I really liked those cookies.
Well, that was probably a good change for a child and someone new to Christianity. But what changes have you made recently?
I don't think I'm following your meaning.
Well, we serve a living God. We can't be content that one day, 75 years ago, we grew in the faith. Every day that we have breath, we must be intentional about our spiritual journey.
Yes. And that's what I was trying to say, that I have been exploring many different ways to grow in my faith.
Wonderful. Well, that's pretty inspiring. What ideas do you have so far? What have you tried?
Well, okay, I have more ideas than the actual trying part.
Well, maybe you could make a list of all your good ideas and then work with a good friend from church or the pastor to make a plan to actually try some of those ideas.
Well, that is a very good idea, Max. You are very intelligent. It is more fun to try something new with a friend.
So what kind of ideas do you have for adapting your lifestyle to be more God-centered?
You first.
Okay. Maybe you'll work on managing your finances better so you can tithe. Give 10% of your gross income to the church.
10%? I was wanting to do that, but money's a little bit tight right now.
Well, you could make a plan to increase your giving. Say, step up 1% each year until you've actually reached 10%.
Well, that's a good idea. I could try that.
Also, you could get more involved in church ministries or in community organizations that share God's love and healing in the world.
You know, Max, I just don't think I could fit anything else in on a Sunday.
Well, you could change your lifestyle so that you work for the God on the other 6 days, too.
Really, all that?
Absolutely. Being a Christian is a 24/7, 365 commitment. When we live all day, every day for Jesus, we experience a peace and joy that only Christ can bring. It's the best lifestyle choice ever.
You know, Max, you said that so well, and I am so proud that I was able to help you come to understand stewardship so eloquently. It really makes me proud. Oh my gosh, look at the time. You know, I was confused on when worship started, and my ride's waiting for me. I'm going to have to go. I'm so embarrassed, but you know what? You made my day that I was able to help you, and what I want to tell you is I want you to just to keep praying that the Lord will help you grow in managing your lifestyle and in your stewardship, okay? And then I'll see you real soon, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Join me in prayer. Father, we come to you with thanks and praise for all the blessings that we receive. We ask that you, through your grace, give us the guidance and wisdom to recognize the ministries that you've given each of us. We ask that you open our eyes to those around us and help us to make that commitment that will change our life so that we can be better servants, better disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ. For we ask this in his name. Amen.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die.